I'm delighted to have on the phone a very special person, particularly in Western Sydney and in particular in the hills. She is a person who is admired by many, many people, does an incredible amount of work professionally for the betterment of our community and also with regards to sharing resources to help those who are either in tough times or require help. And that's none other than our very good friend and Mayor, Dr. Michelle Byrne. Good morning, Dr. Michelle Byrne.
Good morning. How are you, Jimmy? Darren?
Good morning. Thank you for your time this morning, Madam Mayor.
Thanks for having me, as always.
I know you're very busy, and we really want to home in on the mayoral sleepout, a concept that you came up with a couple of years ago, which has raised much-needed funds for many, many charities. And on behalf of them, I want to say thank you, because without your leadership, without your spirited determination, tenacity, they would not be in a position as well as a result of not getting the resources that you and, people continue to support in and around the hills. So thank you. Madam Mayor, the 15th of August, what's happening?
15th of August is the sleep out for 2020, except because of COVID this year, it is a virtual sleep out. They're asking people to stay at home, sleep on their couch, sleep in their backyard, or sleep in their car. And from 6 to 9 p.m. that night, there will be a Zoom session. So there will be speakers, Hills Community Aid, who are raising money for a game this year. They will give us some case studies on where money from previous sleepouts has been spent. And they'll also talk to us as well about the impact of COVID on their services and the fact that they've got increased demand this year for obvious reasons.
And tell us, Madam Mayor, about Community Aid. I mean, it's a very special charity. They do an amazing amount of work. Tell us what types of things that they're able to help and assist our people within our community.
Well, Hills Community Aid is probably one of the most unique charities that we have in the hills, and it's a charity that works with the vulnerable every single day. So they have a suite of programs from financial counselling, through to their homeless initiative, and they also run social groups, so they run knitting groups and homework groups and all those sorts of things as well. But their homelessness initiative program is all aimed at trying to help those who are homeless or who are at serious risk of becoming homeless. So that program does things like provide food and petrol and pay bills and pay rent and try and help people back up on their feet and ensure that they don't get evicted from wherever they're living and will still continue to have a roof over their heads. So the last few years, that's where the money is gone. And Hills Community Aid can tell you lots of different stories of people that have walked through the door needing assistance and who have been assisted thanks to the generosity of this community, who's raised a lot of money over the past 7 years now, Jimmy.
Yes.
To help those most in need within our community. And that's what I love about the sleep out. It's community helping community and helping those most in need within our community.
Well, Madam Mayor, just for our listeners, I can tell you 7 years ago I sat in your office in the hills and you said, Jim, I've got an idea. I want to reach out more to help our community. And as a result of that seed, you've been able to produce an incredible amount of financial resources and bring the community together to help those people most need. So on behalf of them, again, I thank you. Can I still register, Madam Mayor, for the sleep out?
Absolutely. You can register right up to the event if you like, Jimmy. Mm-hmm. And to do that, you just hop onto Facebook, look for the Hills Winter Sleep Out Facebook page, and on that page is a link to our website to register. It's $20 to register, which is cheap as chips, really.
It is.
All the money is going to Hills Community Aid, and it's tax deductible as well. And then once you register, you can set up your own sponsorship page and ask people, your friends, your family, your colleagues to sponsor you to sleep in your car or outside or on your lounge, wherever it is that you choose to sleep this year.
Well, you know, Darren and I are very much supportive of anything that you do in terms of the great work that you and your counsellors in a general collective try to do for our community. If people can't become involved, Darren's come up with an idea that I think is absolutely fantastic. Do you want to tell our listeners, Darren? I think it's a really fantastic concept.
Yes, sure, Jim. And As you know, Michelle, Alive 90.5 are great supporters of the community and also of the Hills Winter Sleepout. We're a bit sad that we can't be at Bella Vista Farm this year, but so alternatively, we're thinking that given that you've got events from 6 through to 9 p.m., we might kind of pick up the baton from there. From 9 to midnight, we have Mediterranean Mix, and we'll make sure we spruik the message in that show with Dimitri and Bex. But then myself, I actually generally have a pre-recorded program I do called The Midnight Hour, but we're actually going to do that live from midnight through to 2 a.m. Overnight, so we can actually keep the message happening and keep those entertained who may be sleeping in their car outside or on their couch. And so, and we would actually invite you to call in and others in the community to call in as well, so we can actually keep the activity going right through the night, given that we can't all be at Bella Vista Farm this year.
That would be absolutely fantastic. Definitely love to do that.
So we'll get out there, yeah, and
looking forward to next year when we can be back together. It'll be great when we can be back together, but
yes,
for this year it's great.
Well, Madam Mayor, I heard through the grapevine, and I don't want anyone to hear this except you and I and Darren, but on a serious note, I believe that there may be some support from a school that may be getting involved with you. Can you enlighten our listeners on that? I think that's a fantastic concept and a fantastic leadership from that particular school, if I've got my facts straight.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's great to have the schools involved. We've had the schools, a number of schools involved over the years, and just to have the young people involved is just so important. Because a lot of the homelessness in the hills is young people. Young people that, you know, for whatever reasons can't live at home, can't stay at home, whether it's financial, domestic violence, whatever it is, and they spend a lot of time couch surfing and sleeping in cars. So it does really impact our youth. So to have our young people come through and for them to understand homelessness and what it actually looks like in the hills, because a lot of people look at you a bit crazy when you say, you know, we have homeless in the hills, and look at you, no, that can't be right. You know, you're well-off area, that's not right at all. But when you get beneath the surface and you realise that we do have these social issues that impact other areas of Sydney as well, you do realise that, you know, it's an issue. And anyone in need in our community, we want to help, obviously. So it's getting our young people and getting them to understand the issues. And at some point in time, they're going to be the future leaders of the Sleepout. They're going to be future mayors, members of parliament, future community leaders. So it's trying to educate them early and get them involved in community as well.
That's great to have the message getting out there from the youth and have them understand about homelessness. I know for me, I did not understand much about homelessness until I started attending the Hills Winter Sleepout and listening to the guests that come in on the night and actually just doing a bit of my own research to understand the prevalence. And you talk about couch surfing, and that's something that's very much goes hidden because people thinking that, oh, they're not out, they're not cold, but they're actually, they don't have a home. And to have those people have help and to find a home is just fabulous. And to allow the Hills Community Aid to assist in that and giving funds through this great initiative that you've put together over the 7 years, we congratulate you on that from Spotlight and Alive 90.5.
Thank you. It's a team effort, though. You know, Jimmy's been an important part of the team, Bill Tyrrell, other community members along the way, and, of course, the community as well that's always got involved in the Sleepout and really supported it, backed it in. Can't do it without community support, so I'm very grateful that we have such a wonderful community here in the Hills that's very supportive of initiatives such as this one.
Well, Madam Mayor, thank you very much for joining us on Spotlight with Darren and myself this morning. We are humbled by the work that you do. We wish you all the very best today and always in the endeavours that you do, and particularly with your skills and being a parent watching your young ladies develop their skills in soccer or football, as they call it. I know that's a highlight of your weekend as well. So you share that with us. So have a wonderful day, and we look forward to seeing you and talking with you on the Winter Sleepout, the Merrill Winter Sleepout, on the 15th of August.
Thank you. Thanks for your support again. Really appreciate it.
Have a great day.
You too.
That was our mayor. Wonderful person, isn't she? She does so many different things, and
she's everywhere.
Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's a little ever ready.
Yes,
you know,
that's
like
right.
The kids out there, and you know, you look at a diary and you try and make a time to say hello, and it's just crackerjack full of appointments. I mean, we're living in a growing community. community here in the Hills, and she tries to help everyone she can within the confines of doing the right thing by everybody, and yet still finds time to be very supportive of things. So we're pretty lucky. We're very lucky. And she's the first popular elected mayor for the Hills. I didn't know if you knew that. You probably did. But
yes.
Yeah.
Should have been Parramatta too. But anyhow, that's another story.
That's another story we'll have to go on with.
Alive 90.5.